learned the Gemara and the Tosfos on Daf Samachem Beis. The Tosfos interpreted the Gemara that the Gemara was distinguishing between two types of Averis. Sometimes you have an Issa Pa'ula and sometimes you have an Issa Chaloyis. Within the area of an Issa Pa'ula, when the Torah forbids you from doing a certain Maisa Avera, so then the Halacha says it depends. Is it a Lav Sheyeshmo Maisa, then it's like in Molov, and it's a Lav Sheyma Maisa, then ain't like in Molov. But if it's an Issa Chaloyis, if the Torah prohibits you from bringing about a certain result, so then the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan is quoted in Tzmura, and that Gimel Amud Beis is saying that we shouldn't say that Tzmura is an exception to the rule. Mishnah says that one who makes Tzmura, he takes a carbon and he takes a Behemah Schulen, and he says, Harezu Tachazu, he wants to switch the Kedusha from the carbon onto the Chulen, so the Mishnah says that's an Aveira. And he's Sodik and Targoyim, he gets Malkus for that. So the Gemara points out, this is a problem. Why does he get Malkus? Should be considered a Lav Shemo Mais. So the Gemara quotes Rav Raisa, that quotes Rav Yosef Glib. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule, that even though it's a Lav Shemo Maisa, nonetheless, the Halacha says, Mepi Hashmo Lomda, the Halacha says that you do get Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shemo Maisa. So comes Rav Yechon, and in the Gemara, he tells the one who recited that Raisa, Amla Rav Yechon Lekane, he says, cross out the word to word, that's not called a Lav Shemo Maisa. Since the nature of the Issa Tumur is that it's an Issa Chalois, the word forbids you from bringing it out, to bring such a thing into existence, so that's called a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh, and it's not really an exception to the rule. We discussed last week the Rambam happens not to paskel like Rav Yechanan for a different reason. Also, that's not the nature of the issa. Nature is just not to say harizu tachazu, because the Rambam paskels that by sibur v'shutvim, if you have a korban sibur, a korban ashutvim, the Mishnah says that it's ein oisa tmura. If somebody comes and he says harizu tachazu, we won't say v'hoi hu's morosi yakodesh, and nonetheless the Avera he does have, and the Gemara says that he does get Malkus. The Rambam paskens he does get Malkus. They see that the nature of the Issa is that it's not an Issa Chalos. It is an Issa even though nothing is Chal. It's just an Issa Pa'ula. So that's why the Rambam holds that the Tumur is an exception to the rule. Rambam quotes the Brice and keeps the Rosh, so without the inundation, without the Hagor of Rabbi Yechanan. But the idea that Rabbi Yechanan said, even if you won't accept Rav Yechanan over there, the Rambam doesn't accept Rav Yechanan there. He holds like the Braisa that Tumur is an exception to the rule. But the Tosfos holds that idea that Rav Yechanan said, that idea is an emissary idea, and that's what Tosfos interprets in our Gemara. That Rav Yechanan says, Chasam of the Kol, the Nigat of the Kol is like it. Why is he like it? But the Avera was not Idea Amira. If you violate an Avera Idea Amira, there should be a Lav Shem or Maisa. So that's where Shlokish holds that you ain't a like it, because Lav Shem or Maisa is no Malkus. So Tosfos interprets in Rav Yechanan, no. That the nature of the Yisr of Masachs and Shavidisha and the nature of the Yisr of Manik Biklaim is that it's an Issa Chalois. The Torah doesn't just prohibit you from doing the Chasina. The Torah prohibits you from bringing about such a result. The Torah doesn't want you should bring about a result that a behemoth should be Masachs and Shavidisha. The behemoth should be doing the Disha, doing the Malacha in a state of being Malacha. It's an Issa Chalois, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan is driving at. It's Rabbi Yechanan Shitas, Rabbi Yechanan Taimei. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said there in Tmura, whenever it's an Issa Chaloi, that it's always labeled as a Lav Sheyesh Ma'aseh, so to Rabbi Yochanan says over here, the Chasam of the Kol, the Higa of the Kol, is also going to be a Lav Sheyesh Ma'aseh, because it's an Issa Chaloi. So we mentioned this last week, we elaborated upon a little bit. Then I mentioned that this may have ramifications in other areas of Halacha as well, the difference between an Issa Pa'ula as opposed to an Issa Chaloi. So one area where there seems to be anachemina is the following taka chasam of the kol and nigi b'kol. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph has an ibayin. At the sofik, we have a din amira l'nochri is not permissible on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If you go to Fruma Homes, you wouldn't believe it, but there is such a din. Amira l'nochri is awesome. We have somebody had terror and I kept on everything. Thank you very much. But on the books, there is such a din. It was supposed to observe it also. Amira l'nochri is not allowed. So the Gemara has a suffix, this din midirabona. So it's there midirabona. Amir al-Nachri, that they only asir it in Shabbos, Yontif, Chalavai, but that they even prohibit Amir al-Nachri in Sharkala Tarakuba. Let's take the plant Kalai. So the plant Kalai is an Avera. If I'm going to plant Kalai, Akerim is going to be also Bahanoa. So if I'm going to ask al-Nachri to plant the Kalai, they're not going to gain anything. It's going to be also Bahanoa. I won't be able to eat it and won't be able to sell it. So that doesn't pay. But let's say the plant is kloy ilonis, the do hakovas ilonis, the graft, one mean on the other. So that could be lishna iver. Oh, we learned in the Gemara earlier on the sugya b'nei noyach that there are tanoim who hold that that's included in the shevet mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Rambam writes like that, that b'nei noyach are not allowed to do hakovas ilonis. That's an isa, yeah. So let's say kloy zroy, not kloy hakem. Let's say kloy zroy. Kloy zroy chutz loras is mutter. But let's say kloy zroy min eretz yisrael. So it's also to plant it, but if you went ahead and you planted it, so then it doesn't become osa b'achila v'anlo. So is it forbidden for me to ask a nochri to plant there? There's no prohibition for the nochri. But the Gemara has sometimes, I'm saying the Rambam paskens like that, that b'nei noyach hamuzer. And kilayim is only hakovas ilonis. They grab one tree onto the other. That's also, but to plant the vegetables near each other, that's not also for the b'nei noyach. So if I encourage an nochri, I'm paying money. If you should do kloy zroim for me in Eretz Yisrael, that's certainly not a prohibition of lifnei iver. But it would be a shaila. Is there an isa amir l'nochri? Whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to ask a nochri to do. Oh no, this prohibition amir l'nochri is only shabbos yontif and chalavoyed and avelus. The Gemara has avelus also. But charcoal at her cool enough. So the Gemara blocks by any by the late sheep. That's a machlokes. You look in the Rambam, Hilchas Kilayim, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam says that it's mutter. I'm not permitted to plant Kloy Zroin, but if I ask a Nochri, I pay a Nochri money. As long as I didn't do it, even though I asked, I encourage a Nochri to do it for me, there's no prohibition. The Raiva says, how you talking? How can you do that? It's an by the late sheep, so if you give me money, you have to go to home. And the same thing, there's a Tosis in Rosh Hashanah about making Tzuras, Demus, Cham, or Levana, the Kachavim. The Gemara says, we have a prohibition. But the Dachim Api Pashas, there is no such Easter. I'm making Demus, Cham, or Levana, the Kachavim, unless they're making it to worship it. But he's making, let's say, planetary. The Islam in this movie. But let's say it wouldn't be the Islam. It was just for fun. I want to make a planetarium. So for me to make the most chamal of one of the chavim is, and he said, they're right. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. And what about to pay a nachri to make it for me? Is that us? So Tyson says, hey, it's a revival of sheet in the Gemara. So since it's a suffix, you're not permitted to do it. And the Rambam seems to hold that it's mutter. The Rambam passes on a revival of sheet and that it's mutter. So the Gemara, the Rambam, yeah. Shouldn't in a suffix the Rambam? Yeah. The Rambam writes Lahakil. So the Rambam, he should have passed Lahakil because it's a suffix the Rambam will cool it. Yeah. I don't know. The Raivan and the Tosis both say, since it's a divide like Shita, so you should go to Chum. Why should you go to Chum? Why not go to Chum? I don't know. Some kind of machlokes in the Kloli Absakne. But the machlokes Allah al Mashiach. Rabbi Shah said Shuv about this. Apparently, I think after Kennedy was assassinated, that different organizations all chipped in money to pay, that they should make a big bust of Kennedy. So for a Yid to make such a thing, is also to make, even though it's not l'shem of it, is not going to worship this statue, but just losasaniti, losasanoisi. The man was created b'tzelem alekim. So the Gemara says that to make a statue of a human body, to make such a statue is an isha deraisa. Men who shouldn't hold, most of the Rishonim hold that to take a photograph is also an isha deraisa. Shulchan Aruch says not so. Shulchan Aruch says only also to make a statue. Right. Shulchan Aruch says only if it's bolate, only if it's a three-dimensional thing, but if it's flat, then the Mechaber Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that there's no issue. And Asina says he doesn't understand why you Shulchan Aruch Paskin Lahakil. You look in the Rishonim, Rover Rishonim, hold the Chumrah. That even a two-dimensional photograph of a human being is an issa deraisa to make such a photograph. So that's an altar machlokes. Shulchan Aruch was makel, and every generation there were those who were ma'ara on that. Why would they makel if they're over Rishonim Holochum? So Rav Moshe has a truth about that. Is it permissible for the Jewish organizations to chip in money to pay to participate? They want to do it not l'shem of it, they want to do it to be mechabit. That's the Dina felt that this is a form of puppet to the President Kennedy. So we permitted to participate in the payment to have the Nochri make such a statue. No lifnei iver, because the Nochri is not a iver on anything, but it's a shalach and am nirul a Nochri. So Moshe says also that Tosfos arrived at Tzelot, so there should really be the Chumrah. The question, why? Based on the Kavali Apsak, why not say Seker the Rabbah on the Chumrah? It's a question. So the Gemara has the suffix in Bo Metzia Daf Tzadik Amin Aleph. The Gemara has the suffix about Amir al Nochri, Mishar Kol HaTerakula, the Gemara presents it. If I want to, I have a behemoth, and I want the behemoth to do disha, and I want to muzzle the animal. I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to violate the averus. I'll ask a nachri. I'll ask one of the workers. He works for me anyway. He gets salary to do the work. So I tell him, you muzzle the animal. So it's amir la nachri. There's no reason either. Don't have a din of lasas and shor disha. So is there a din of amir la nachri on this or not? So that's the bride of Leishi. So there the Rambam passes l'chul. There the Rambam passes. By Kalai, he says it's mutter. In all other places, by Amir and Nachri, outside of Shabbos Yom Tov and Chalamoid, and in Avelis, he passed Mizla Hakel. Amir and Nachri is mutter. And by Lasaksim Shabbatisha, he writes Lachumra that it's Osir, but he writes as Aloshin. It's Osir, but if he does it, ain't like him Olaf. You don't get Malchus. So it's Tam, it's, first of all, it's Astir and Erama. The Rambam in the Perakal of Nilchus Klein writes that there's no prohibition of Amir and Nachri on planting flies, Rahim. And here he writes that there is an Isam in the Tzveit Kasha is, the Rambam writes, it's Osir Avalei Loikimol. It sounds like it's a revival of Shita, Tzofik. So you go to Chumr, but you don't give Malkus. What do you mean Malkus? The whole Shaila of the Gemara was, is it an Isam the Rabbanon? Amir and Nachri on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. So there isn't going to be Malkus anyway. It's an Isam the Rabbanon. What he means is no Malkus Mardis. He doesn't write there's no Malkus Mardis. He says if you did Amir and Nachri on the Saps and Shevedisha, it's Osir Avalei Loikimol. So the simple mashmoz of the Loshan Aram, I think the Mishnah Melech points it out to me, isn't it? Simple mashmoz of Loshan sounds like it's a sofik deraisa lechumre, but you don't give malchus. What's a sofik deraisa? It's spoken by Rami on the Nachri, Bishari Surah. So that's where our Soloveitchik was pointed out. And the Rambam would appear that the Rambam understood differently, like perhaps along the lines like Tosfos says. Tosfos claims that Tosfos says Pshat and Rav Yechon Chasam leVikol, and he did the call Rav Yechon Amar Loike Chayiv Malchus. Why? Because it's an Isra Chalois. The nature of the Isra is not to bring about such a result. Not an Isra Pa'ula that you have to be done. Is it Yesh Bo Mais? Is it Eimo Mais? It's only violated like they call like the Amira, so should he consider the Lach Sheimo Mais? No. Here Rav Yechon holds shiny name that the Dibura is Sabbat Mais. If the nature of the Isra is not to bring about a certain result, so it's an Isach Alois, and Isach Alois, by definition, is always considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Mais. So from the Rambam would be Mashma that he was mistapek, he learned the Gemara Sofek, if you do Amira the Nochri to do Losachs and Shodadisha, maybe that's a violation of an Isa deraisa of Losachs and Shodadisha, not a Sofek on a Drabon, a Sofek on a Din deraisa. Why? Since it's an Isach Alois, not to bring about such a result, and maybe even Aide Yaakov is also an Isach Alois, maybe it still relates back to me. Maybe I feel like they grow it. If I ask someone else to do it, I'm not the Adai. I got someone else to do the dirty work for me. So maybe even though the worst, the most it can be, the maximum it can be is that you're going to call it the Grumma, still, the Rambam is mistapik to say that maybe Grumma constitutes an Issa Deraisa by an Issa Halois. So that's why he writes it. Awesome, Issafik, Avalei, like a mo. Sounds like it's a Safik Deraisa. Apparently, Kelayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't get upset about Kelayim. He gets upset if people plant Kelayim. It's an Issa Pa'ula. But if there's Kelayim growing, so garnish it. If it's black, Karen, it'll be Asa Vana. But if it's Kelayim growing, garnish it. The Issa wrong is not to plant the Kelayim. So if you get someone else to do it, so you take Rum. It's Mutter. There's no prohibition. So that may be another Nachkanin in this issue. Whether you label any given Issa as an Issa Pa'ula or an Issa Halois, if you'll have Amir and Nachri coming around by Nisa Halois, it's a possibility that it may constitute a Nisa Derais. It's problematic. It doesn't really fit into the whole Sugi of Metziah on that side. More Shaila is about Amir and Nachri and the Rabbona. More talks about the Sirus. There is a prohibition of the Yartzachem Loisaku. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be Misaris. The Pasuk goes, you're not allowed to be Misaris of Balchai, dogs, animals, and certainly not allowed to be Misaris of human beings. And this is serious on people, and this is serious on animals, and this is serious on insects. There's a Rabbi Gershon, I think, in the city of Harvard, said in Parable of Lavas, and he learned that this is serious on insects also. The Gemara says if you feed the mustard to the insects, so that will be Masaris then. So Rabbi Hanan or Rabbi Gershon, you got to be on the side of the Gemara, whoever it is, he learned that that's an issue serious, even on insects in such cases. So the Gemara discusses, what if you're misaris the behemah ayde yakum? Mais mechoyot, people who have pets. So you always give the pets over to a goyish doctor to do the serus. So the Gemara says that that's prohibited. The Gemara says the famous, that's after And there's a penalty that even if you went ahead and you did it, there's a penalty you have to get rid of the baby. You have to sell it to someone else. Not just sell it to your wife. Sell it to your son. You still stay in the same family and belongs to him. That doesn't help. You have to sell it to some stranger far away. You're not allowed to have any shaykhs with you. So the more they're discussing, why is it so clear that that's the psak halacha, that you're not allowed to be misaris halidei nachri? Is it because of lifnei iver? Is it because we have adopted, that's how the Rambam passes, we have adopted the position of that Tana, that Siris is also from the mitzvah b'nei noach, and Nachri is not permitted to castrate any animals or any human beings? So if he has the Nachri to do it for you, that's lifnei iver? Or, that's how the Rambam passes, not it's Nisa from the b'nei noach, and it's Nisa lifnei iver? Or perhaps the Amora doesn't necessarily pass like that. Perhaps the Amoraim who held for sure that there's Nisa for me to give it to the Nachri, is because of Amir Eliyakim in Shar Mitzvah Sater. So the Gemara puts it together. If you ask an Achri to violate the Saksim Shar tradition, you ask an Achri to do Sirus, it's the same thing as the Gemara. So according to the Rambam, shouldn't be the same. If you ask an Achri to do Lasaksim, to do Hasima, that's maybe an Isa Deraisa. If you ask an Achri to do the Sirus, the maximum is going to be an Isa Derabbanah. It doesn't write over there, Ostavein Loikim Moloch. Right over there, that it's a stake of their eyes. That's a lifnei iver. If you hold the other way, then it's an iser of amirul anachir. But it's not that the aridei grom is an iser there. So the pshat in the Rambam is problematic how it fits into the Gemara. But in the Rambam, it seems that that's what the Rambam does hold. I don't see exactly how he got it from the Gemara like that. So this perhaps is another nafkamin between an iser chalois as opposed to an iser peula. If you have aridei akum, the Rambam seems to hold if it's an iser chalois, then it can turn out to be an iser deraisa. This is really the Ragat Shava has such an afkamin. The Ksavim of the Ragat Shava, he comments on the Gemara Shabbos on that Kuf Kof Arvei. The Gemara Shabbos says that Gram Kibu is Mutam in Atoira. The Ramah Paschim is like the Mordechai that it's Asim the Rabbana. The Gram Kibu is Asim Rabbana. Another Rishonim holds even Mutam in Rabbana. The Shulchan Aruch Paschim like the Ramah, like the Mordechai. The Gram Kibu is Asim. Is also in the Rabbanah, but Mutam and Atar. That's why there are certain coolers. Other coolers. So you're not the Grum. All the Grum are telephones based on that assumption that the Grum is only an Issa the Rabbanah. Therefore, there's room to be made when there's a big Shas Akkar. So the Gemara says that Grum Sirus is not so partial. If you start with Balechain, there's an Issa the Rise of Arzachem Lexasu. You're not permitted to cross Sirus. So the Gemara says, does one only violate this Issa the Rice of Sirius if the veterinarian does the Sirius be a Adai Mamish? What if he does surgery? What if he does something on a different part of the Falchai's animal? Not on the Abraham Leda. And this causes indirectly that the animal will not be able to be Niskak to another animal. If it's only a Gram Sirius. So the Gemara of Pilpus of that is a possibility. And that's Sugyan Kutkov on the base. The Gram series is awesome. Why? But the Gemara says that Gram is muta not only by Shabbat, muta by Tchikas Hashem, muta by other Isurim also. Gram is a heter and kolot arpu. Vasem Pesong says, why they pick out series, the Gram series should be awesome. So that's what the Rabbi Chov explains in one of his Ksavim. He says it depends whether you're dealing with an Issa Pula or an Issa Chalais. If you're dealing with an Issa Pula, if you did Aide Gram, so you didn't do it. So you didn't do the Pula. Depends. An Issa Pula depends. There's a lav sheish b'mais, a lav sheim b'mais. It depends. But if you're dealing with an Issa Chalais, so as long as you bring about that result by hook or by crook, I did it, I did grama. What's enough to mean it? But bottom line, you brought about that Chalais. You don't have to have a Pula. The nature of the Aver is not, don't do this Pula or Asur. The nature of the Aver is don't bring about this result. So if you brought about the result, I did grama, it'll bite to be an Issa Derais. That's not the Rabbi Chava suggests in one place. Yeah, that's how the Rambam said by Chasson of the Kol. The Rambam understood that that's a suffix deraisa. He writes, also they like a mola. He do Aidei Akum. I do Aidei Akum. It's also a grama. As far as that there would be Malkus also. And Issa Chalois, by definition, is always a lav sheish b'mais. Shosukos Yikori is not, I don't think it's grama, but it's still not the full Issa Deraisa. The full Issa Deraisa of Sirus is if you tamper with the Eva Haleda of Yadai, in the Kalka of the Eva Haleda by surgery. Shosukos Yikorim is less of an Issa. Shaila doesn't mean that there's just no Malkus, or means that it's only a nisa derabbanan. That's a discussion of Shulchan. That's a discussion of the Iraq Ruah, another discussion. The Shosi Korin makes it that it's only a nisa derabbanan. That makes it less of a nisa derabbanan. Lower level, it's not the full, it's not the, like a chatzi shir. That's a discussion. Then there's a famous tshuva. I'll just say this. There are more nachkaninas also about this when you're dealing with nisa pula as opposed to nisa chalos. The first of the poskim to discuss esrik hamurkov was, I think, the levush. If I'm not mistaken, the Magen Avraham quotes the name of the levush. That if you have an esrik hamurkov, it's possible because it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira. What's a mitzvah habo ba'aveira? Because it doesn't matter who did the harkovas or ivanas, but it was done by Yitz, it's done by Goy, it doesn't make a difference, because he said, Rabush says, we assume the Allah, the Benelech, Hamuzer, Al Harkovas Ilanas. That's the Ramam's Tzak, Shach Yerodei quotes that, Ramam Medina, this is from the Mitzvah, the Benelech, Hamuzer, not the grief, the one branch from one tree on another tree to come up with a little fruit, a hybrid of a little fruit, it's an Issa derisa to do it. If you did it, you're allowed to eat the pears. But you're not allowed to do Harkovas Ilanas, even Chutzlar, it will be an Issa derisa. Even I, David, made Noyach say, whether a Yid made the Harkovas Ilanus or a Nachri made the Harkovas Ilanus and Avera was violated, so if you're going to use that Esrik Hamurka for the mitzvah, does haste on mitzvah above Avera. That's when the Magen Avraham quotes the name of the Bush. So, Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father that he said when his father took his first Rabbonus. I think I'm saying or something, I'm not sure what he said. But he said, the minig was that all the Balabatim came to visit the Rav on Shabbos Chalvah. So he gave Kiddush and everybody came. So the Dayan struck up a conversation. Dayan wanted to embarrass his father, he said. So the Dayan struck up a conversation and he started to talk about Esrik Hamurkov. So he said, it's enough in a mechaber that it's no good. So the Dayan knew it's Nishkanon. Mechaber was not a mechaber at all. The Magen Avraham, first one, Magen Avraham quotes it in the Levush. So he said, where's an open mechaber? He said, yeah, bring a shulchanach. Go to shulchanach. So he said, send shulchanach. Esrik, Hamurkov is the wrong din. The chaver doesn't talk about the harkov, it doesn't talk about esrik hamurkov. He says, it's the wrong din. That's a different hesbet. It's not because of mitzvah above aver, it's a different thing. If you graft an esrik with a lemon, so it's a half esrik, half lemon. So it's not an esrik, it's not a full esrik. That's a shaila. What if you'll graft an esrog tree with an ivan srak? It's usually what they do, I think. Because the esrog tree doesn't bear any fruits the first couple of years. It's very shvach. So they graft it with an ivan srak, and those never should be stronger. So the ivan srak doesn't give any pears at all. So you can't say that the esrog hamurko is a hybrid of an esrog with another mint. There is no other mint. The ivan srak doesn't bear any fruits whatsoever. So if you say that the reason why it's possible is because the levush is tam is mitzvah blah blah blah, said that the din says that you're not permitted to be marked ilanis. Even an ilan srak with an ilan is the Paris, but still an isa. So it'll still be, if you offer that din mitzvah baba veris, it'll still be a problem. But if the reason why it's no good is because it's the wrong min, so there's no min that is mixed up with over here, so then it should really be good. That's most of the cases with the market. I think the market with an ilan srak. So he said his father didn't like that tam mitzvah baba veris. There's a long tshuva, a famous tshuva that they said for Ayim. Rabban Zalmagol, he says a tshuva, Chel Gerachayim. Where he doesn't accept this reasoning of the Levush, he thinks that it's not correct, and he develops this whole idea, based on the Tosfos in Gemara, I think, that mitzvah bav avera only applies when you're dealing with an isa chalois. You're dealing with an isa pu'ula, so what should I have to say mitzvah bav avera? So someone did an avera, so what is it, later on you say that you're using the heftzah shal avera for the mitzvah, so mishkan heftzah shal avera, someone did an avera. It doesn't affect the chefze. Mitzvah bav avera is only if it's a nisa chalois, and I say the results were non-desirable results. He develops this whole idea based on the Tosfos about the circle called Dayeva. So he has a very strong tshuva. He quotes Rishonim say like this, at the end of Kol Avos, he quotes Ritvua and a sugya like that. That we distinguish in Rosechel Kol Tayevo, Kol Shigafte Bukhari, but Bal Tayevo only applies when it's in Isa Chalois. When it's in Isa Pula, it doesn't apply. The Tainus said the same is certainly true regarding Mitzvah Baba there as well. It should only apply in a case we're dealing with an Isa Chalois. So just to give you again this distinction that the Tosfos made over here, they interpreted that's Rav Yochanan and Tmura, and that's Rav Yochanan over here, Lushitasa. This distinction is not only relevant to this issue at hand of a Lav She'en Ma'isa versus Lav She'esh Ma'isa, that you say whenever there's an Issa Chalois, we always label it as a Lav She'esh Ma'isa. it's an Issa Pahula, then we have to figure out, is it Yeshba Maisa, Ema Maisa? Issa Pahula is always Yeshba Maisa. It's relevant to other areas of Halacha as well. Relevant to Grama, relevant to Arizei, Amir Le'akum could be an Issa Deraisa. Relevant to Kol Shetiyah after Lecha. It has other ramifications as well. On this sugya, there happened to be some of the participants, a few people pointed out, there happened to be two problematic Rambams on this sugya that we did about Ovi Yidon. One problem in the Rambam is that the Mishnah and Sanhedrin lists off all the people of Chayv Skidus. It says, Alov is Chayv Skidus, Yidon is Chayv Skidus. Mishnah and Krisus is listing off the same characters as over here, appear over there. They're all Chayv Kores, the Nezid. And if they did a Bishogi, then the Chayv Chatos. The Mishnah only lists off Balov, and it doesn't mention Yidoni. So it doesn't mention the ganze sugya. Maishnoch, the Ton of Balov, Yidoni. Maishnoch, some Hakam increases. It doesn't say Yidoni, it just says Balov. So there was a Machlek, Zav Yechen, and a Mishlok. So Rav Yechenin claims that the reason why the Mishnah says over there a list of all of the Lamed, all creases, on words by Torah, all the 36 creases, what's the significance of saying the number? So he says, because if you violated all 36 Be'elamechot, you have 36 Chatos. Same as Rabbi Yochanan says in Masechah Shabbos, that the Mishnah says that there are 39 Ovis Malachas. What's the significance of saying the number? That if you violate all, if you violate Chil Shabbos, all the 39 Malachas Be'elamechot, there's a Chilut Malachas Be'Shabbos, and you have 39 Chatos. Rabbi Yochanan has the same word on the Mishnah increases, that it says the number 36, the 36 creases on words by Torah. They imply that if you violate all 36, you chayiv 36 chatos. Rav Yechanan says, but balov yidon, you can't be chayiv 2 chatos, because it's all balav echad nemu. Shneim balav echad nemu. And Rish Lakish disagrees, Rav Yechanan holds that that's not, it shouldn't be so, just because it's in one lav, just because it appears in Chumash in one lav, but each one has a separate pasuk that you chayiv skila. So since there's a chilek legavi nisa, so it should be machalek lachatos. Rav Yechanan holds no. Chiluk of lav in Shmo chiluk. Yechon holds chaluk of the lav Shmo chaluka, chaluk of the miso, lo Shmo chaluka. That's the Gemara on Samachim and Aleph, 10 lines from the top. So usually, whenever there's a machlek of Yechon and Shlokish, we pass them like Rabbi Yechon. Very few exceptions. Gemara has only 3 exceptions to the rule. And over here, the Rambam, here they have the Tziun, they have the tiny letter Gimel on Rabbi Yechon. Well, Shneim lav Yechon. But you look in the Rambam is Beferish. Rambam says Beferish that if you do all of these Averis, Yechayev 43 Chatois. Mishnah says, Lamed Vav Krisan was about 36. The Rambam made the 36 into 43. Yeah, somebody has 24 by a rise, and somebody over here forgot about it. He adds them up, and it comes up to be 43 Chatois. And included in the 43 Chatois, he has Aleph, Beis, Gimel. He lists them off. So he has Baloyev is one, Yinidon is another one. So that's a Pella. That's the noise that came on the Rambam say, those are Pella. Why did the Rambam pass them like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan? The din is usually like Rabbi Yechanan. That's a problem. So the Yosemech has a discussion. He tries to reinterpret that Rabbi Yechanan never said. So that's the problem. Whatever the solution is going to be, that's one major problem. Then the other major problem was that the sugya discussed over here, the assumption was that Balov is Yeshua Maise and Yidoni is Ein Bo Maise. Yidoni is considered Ein Bo Maise. And the Rambam paskens that in order to be Chayva Tatas, you have to have Yesh Bo Maise. That was the Machlokes HaTanoim. And the first mission increases, whether one is Megadeth. One is Megadeth, Mekalalas Hashem. So there's one discussion. As Hashem Hu Megadeth and Nichrusso. Is that in Parsha Shlach? As Hashem Hu Megadeth and Nichrusso. Does it mean he cursed Hashem? He was Mekalal Shem Hashem? He was Chayv Koris, one who was Mekalal Hashem is Chayv Koris, and maybe yes, Hashem and Megadeth goes on every Avodah Zarah. The Rashi quoted, that was the Machlokes HaTanoim, when the Megadeth here, that's the Rashi Samach Dalet on the base. It says, Krisus Dav Zayin on the base. And 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, Krisus Dav Zayin on the base. Rashi said, that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. Increases whether, when it says in Chumash, as Hashem and Megadeth goes on Mekalal and Hashem, it goes on every Avodah Zarah. So all the Tanoim there are assuming in the Mishnah, Yakiv and Acham are both assuming that Megadeth is Hashem. There is Koris. And if this Koris been made, it's a B'shogeg, there should have been a Chiyuv Chatas. But the Shaila is, in order to be Chayv Chatas, you have to have Yesh Bo Maise. Is that considered Yesh Bo Maise? Are they Ahira? So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yakiv and Acham. So Rabbi Kiva holds that Megadeth, even though it's Ein Bo Maise, nonetheless, you Chayv Chatas. If we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, you pass me the Megadeth. It's not Chayv Chatas. So the Rambam should have said, if one makes an equation, If Megadiv is not Chayiv, so Yedoyni should also not be Chayiv Chatzah. So that's a problem there. Rambam writes that Yedoyni is Chayiv Chatzah. How can it be? Possibly that Megadiv is not Chayiv Chatzah. So Yedoyni should also be considered Eimbo Mais and not Chayiv Chatzah. So that the Lacha Mishneh points out that problem. So he says that he has an answer. The answer is a Shveri answer, problematic, but he says he has an answer. He says if you look in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam writes on what in the Lashon, he doesn't say Baloi either. He says Baloi, or Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. But he's thinking Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. There is no such expression, Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. So he says the Rambam at Fashtana, there are two kinds of Yidoni. The whole sugi over here and increases. That's talking Rabbi Yechem Ishlokish, that Yidoni is even Maisa. That's one kind of Yidoni. And there's another kind of Yidoni. I don't know what it's all about. He gives you a description of waving with the hands, with the arms, whatever. So he says, sometimes like they mice, and there's never, I'm not subject to machlokes, that everybody would agree. And the machlokes goes, when you're doing his aim of mice. Why doesn't fit in the Gemara? It's, yesh yashu bedoy. Yes, the Lecha Mishnah has that, that yeshiva on the Rambam. So those are the two famous problematic Rambams on this sugya, the Pesach Halacha. The one is that he sounds like he's passing like Mishlokish against Rabbi Yechanan. That halukah the misa shmo halukah, he says that valo vidar is chayv shtei chatois. The simple reading of the that was exactly the kudus amachlegi tein avirchem eshlokish. Why did he pass my rabbi yechanan? Halukah the lav shmo halukah, halukah the misa lav shmo halukah. It's one problem that the Yerushalmiach works very hard on. And then the other problem was that the Rambam passed that Yidoni is yeshbo maise. It's against the whole assumption in the that Yidoni is emo maise. So the Lecha Mishnah says there are two kinds of Yidoni. That's why the Rambam writes, Yidoni Ayidei Maisa. Then the Gemara continues to discuss exactly how does this, how do you do Balov, how do you do Yidoni, all discussion. So then the Gemara gets it, diverts to another topic, so they tell a story that on one occasion, Rakiva met to an Asrupis HaRosha. It always used to bother the Dachrin, why the Yidin are so lazy. So they have no leisure. Why do you not so like they keep on taking off? Once a week they take off, and every month they get done, they not hayantiv, they're always taking off. So he asked Rabbi Akiva, my yomi on mine, what's up is today? How come you not, how come you don't go to work today on Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva has a whole debate with him, he says, I will show you. So he says, but how do you know? Rabbi Shalom told us you have to observe Shabbos. So Rekta, how do you know that today Shabbos maybe it's a different way? So he says, your father's grave, Kibushalach, he says his father gave a Russian Arusha, he was Rufus Arusha, his father was also a Russia, and smoke comes up all week long, and on Shabbos the smoke doesn't come up because the Rishonim don't burn again on Shabbos. It's interesting, the Rishonim don't burn again on Shabbos, even the Nachrim. One could argue the point, some Kabbalists from Rabbi Yosef Engel, some Kabbalists from they comment on the Mishnah, Masechet of Shabbos and the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. Chutz kol aneiris, how does it say? Kol aneiris, the kolam b'shabbos chutz min aner hadolik b'shabbos. So the pasuk pshat is that if you have a light there that you didn't then shlicht in, you have a candlestick that's sitting there that you didn't light any flame on. So it never became a basis of davar ha'osa. So just the klishim alachta is at maximum. A light is the klishim alachta is. So you're permitted to move it l'tzarch guf and l'tzarch mekayim. But aner hadolik b'shabbos. But if you lit in that light there on Shabbos. So Hanach Lenair Shem the Psilim became a basis davarosa because the Shalhev is the flame on top is mukti on Shabbos. On Yontav the flame is not mukti. You can light another flame from it. You can light another candle. But on Shabbos the flame is davishem lehishtam shiskolam. So the flame, the Shalhev is mukti. So the whole Psilim and the Shemin and the cup and the Nair, everything becomes a basis davarosa. So everything is awesome. So you're not, and since it's a basis davarosa, it's mukti mamsh. You're not permitted to move it even with zal guf and with zal mekon. So that's the Mishnah in Kira, the third paragraph. The Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Kol HaNeiris, the Taltal in B'Shabbos, all Leichters may be moved on Shabbos, so Google Tzav and Koimoy. Chutz Menah there, Adolik B'Shabbos, if you live in this Neir, then you're not allowed. So Rabbi Yosef Engel there on Shabbos quotes from Kabbalah Svarim that they had another Taich in the Mishnah, in addition to the Pshut Roshama Mishnah. Neir Hashem Nishma, Sarim goes on the Nishama. So if someone is Nidon to Gehenim, so on Shabbos, he's out again. Kol HaNeiris Nitaltal in the Shabbos. The Neiris, the Neshamas are removed from Gehenim on Shabbos to give him a break. Except if he was Mechal Shabbos during his lifetime. Then he's gehalten from Shabbos. There's all the Brennan in Gehenim on Shabbos also. And Fishi Tosi, he didn't hold from Shabbos. Chutz Ben HaNeir, Adolik B'Shabbos. If he was a Neir who was Mechal Shabbos during his lifetime, so why should we give him a break? That he shouldn't burn in Gehenim after he died. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rekha Kashin, what doing this Rufus, his father was a Shabbos, given an Akum, not even Avod Zara. So why is it that the smoke doesn't come up in his grave on Shabbos? Unless you say, no, this only goes, Ayid who is Mechal Shabbos, Ayid is Mechal Shabbos, it's supposed to be Hashem Shabbos, so he desecrated Shabbos, and then he doesn't deserve to be removed from Gehenim on Shabbos. But he's an Achri, but it's not his fault, he didn't do anything wrong. He did wrong all week long by being a Rabbit Avod Zara. But he didn't do wrong by being a Mechal Shabbos, so then he's removed from Gehenim even on Shabbos. Anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara, that when this Rufus HaRosha's father, smoke came out all week long, that all week long is Mala Oshon, and on Shabbos is Eina Mala Oshon. And he says, Nahar Sambat Yom Yochiyat, that all week long it throws rocks, it's thorny, it's throwing rocks, and on Shabbos does the thorny rocks, obviously we have Sim and Nikar Min HaShamayim, we know which day is Shabbos, a special day, and the Rebbe Shalom told us we have to observe Shabbos. The famous discussion in Mishnah Melech has a Drush Sefer for Rosh Hashanah. He has a discussion exactly which hours of Shabbos did the Neshama is not burn again. Shabbos Yerushalayim time, Shabbos China time, Shabbos New York, Shabbos Los Angeles, Shabbos Australia. Every place in the world is a different time zone. So which is it? So he quotes some his father's Rebbe, some I forgot to read, some Svarish Yigoyen, Shlomo was one of the Svarish Yigoyen, so he quotes a Svarish Yigoyen by name, and he says, goes on Yerushalayim time. Yerushalayim time, when it's Shabbos in Yerushalayim, then the Neshamas don't burn again. But as soon as it's Shabbos in Yerushalayim, then they go back again. Yes, we have a minig, an old minig, at least from the days of the Gaon, maybe from earlier, that we say the Yitin Lecho. So Shabbos, just extend Shabbos longer, because we want to give a break to the Rishon who are off on Shabbos. So as long as we don't say Havdalah, as long as it's still Shabbos by us, so the Rishon are still Potter from there. So we want to give them a break, so we extend Shabbos a little longer. So they say the Yitzhak will just extend Shabbos. That's a Shiloh. So if you understand that, they should say the Yitzhak on Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. By us is already 7 hours later. So what are we saying the Yitzhak? Life look because of Yerushalayim. I don't know. That's a shame. Anyway, that's how the Gemara says over there. Then the Gemara talks about the Gemara has the famous comment that some of the Amoraim knew how to make Balichayim using Sefer Yetzirah. So it says that every year of Shabbos needs to use Sefer Yetzirah. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, Havayasu, called Mali Shabbat, Erev Shabbos, they would learn Sefer Yetzirah, they couldn't afford to buy any flesh. They would create a nigla tilt, and they would shecht it, and they would eat it on Shabbos. Oh, that's a shayla that you have to shecht it. Is it really torn shechita? Is it really fleshig? That's a shayla. Whatever you create, like they say, Yetzirah, should be synthetic, it should be synthetic. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote Rav Shlomo in the back of the regular Yerideya, the Vilna Yerideya, Acham Alman Aram. So they have Havaris from Rav Shlomo le Vilna, who was a Dayan in Vilna at the time they were printing the Vilna Shas and the Vilna Shulchan. So they have a Havaris that he quotes from the Malbim in his Pirish in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Malbim writes the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Shlomo quotes the Malbim in the beginning of Vayera that Avraham Avinu gave the Malach and Vos Becholov. What's going on? He says he gave Hemel Becholov together with Ben Avokar, So the Malbim says, the Medrash says that Malacha made Vos Becholov. The Medrash says not that. Malbim says, no, Shtei Ben Avokar Sheosu Avraham. So Vos Pshat HaSheosu, he shechted it, he cooked it, he baked it. So he says, HaSheosu, he made the Ben Avokar with Sefer Yetzirah. He made a bain with Sefer Yetzirah, it's synthetic food and it's power. So he quotes this Malacha. Rav Shlomo le Vilna quotes this Malacha. Great possible problem. That's the matter. The Medrash says that it was possible for him. Yeah. So he quotes such a Malbim. He says, not so. That it was part of a flesh. Such a thing as part of a flesh. The Gemara says they knew Rabba Bora Gabra. He wants the Rabba made a Goylo. He knew Sefer Yetzirah knew how to make a Goylo. So this is a discussion that they hate in Orechayim. They have the dinim of Birchas HaShach and Birchas HaTorah. And then Korbanus, and then it says someone that you have a minion, and you say Kaddish, and then you say Baruch, say Sukkot Zimra, and then it says you say Kaddish, and then you say Baruch, and you start the Rechaz Kriyashma. So the The Shulchan Aruch has over there by the Kaddish with the Baruch, and they discuss how do you constitute a minyan. You have to have Asar, Yisraelim, Bar Mitzvah people, women are not Mitzvah, Tanim are not Mitzvah, Evnayin is not Mitzvah. So they hate to quote the Sufik from the Chacham. See, what about a Goy? Someone creates a Goylam, is the Goylam Mitzvah? So the Chazon Ish talks about that, and they say the Chazon Ish talks about this Chacham. So he says, how can it be? The Gemara says, Rabbi Bara Gavri made a Goylam. Then they saw the Goylam couldn't carry on a conversation. He didn't have the Koyach Adibur. So he killed him. Hadoli Afra. He killed the Goylam. So how can you kill a Gamstahani? So you see that not only Nishkin Yid, Shadazim, it starts to mean Tziyayitza Goy. He says, I feel a Nishkin Goy. Not a Goy either. It's not a human being. It's a synthetic thing. It's not born in a normal fashion. If you create a person, they say for Yitzhiris, it's not considered a human being, there's no Yisrael or Yitzhiris. That's what he comments based on this. He brings this Raya, I don't remember. I thought the Chacham Tzvi quoted the Gemara in the second Perek in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, "Kol Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah, Ma'al Olam Kosim Tzvi Yelaga." If Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah, Ma'al Olam Tzvi Yelaga. If I created him, if I made the whole Golem, Yesh Me'ayin, so to speak, the Zechi Tzvi Yelaga. So since I'm a Yid, then maybe the Golem should also be a Yid. That's what he talks about. So the Chazon Ish quotes this Gemara. Says, "How can it be? Did you see that there's no Yisrael about Tziritzel?" So he says, "Not only is a Nishkin Yid, I feel a Nishkin Goy. Chalal not a human being." Let me see if it is. Okay. Anything more goes on? Other Agadis. Other Agadis. Next off, the Mishnah is going weiter. The Mishnah is listing off all those who are Chayv Skilayla and Haniskolin. So we already had Balei, the Yidayin, have we had Moilach, and we had Oedid Abed Zom, the God of this Hashem, all the different people. That says, Mahalas HaShabbos is Chayv Skilayla. So then the Mishnah adds on a Lashon, not always. Only Mechalas HaShabbos, sometimes the Dov Shechayob and Azdan Akars Vashivos HaChavis. So the Gemara is Medayik Vichlal, in the Mishnah you see that it's Gemol, the person is Mechal Shabbos on the level of their eyes. What he means to say that if he did a Nisa, if he carried in a Carmelis, you're not Chayiv Nisa, of course not. It's only the Rabban. That means that it's Gemol that one is doing a Nisa, their eyes. Chil Shabbos, their eyes. But because there's no Kores, so therefore, there's no Kores, no Chavis, therefore there's no Nisa. What's the Hechatin? So what is it referring to? So the Gemara says, either it's referring to Tchum and Alibi Rebbe Akiva, that's a Machloek of Satanoim. The Gemara always says, Rebbe Akiva held that Tchum Shabbos Alpai Mama is an Issa Derais. Alpai Mama is 1 mil, to walk Alpai Mama, something like 3/5 of a mile outside of, let's say, if a person lives all by himself in the mountains, in the desert. So he only has Alpai Mama in every direction. You live in a big city, but Alpai Mama begins outside of the city limits. The Gemara has a whole parak or two. There, the Mishnah and Gemara to discuss how do you draw the borders of the city. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that that din, you're not allowed to walk 18 minutes. No, 18 minutes, 22 minutes. You're not allowed to walk 18 minutes out of the city. He holds that that's an Issa Deraisa. There's no Issa, there's no Enesh Issa. See that that's what the Mishnah is referring to. But most of the Tanoim rejected Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's how we pass them against Rabbi Akiva. That Truman is Lav Deraisa. We mentioned it. Rambam and the Riv quoted the Yishalmi. If at the end of the first parak in Erev, because you shall me, that although Tchum and Alpai Mam of 1 mil is not an Issa Deraisa, we have not accepted Rebbe Akiva's opinion, but if you would have a Yud-based mil, if a person walks 12 mil outside of the city limits, that even the Chachamim Rebbe Akiva would agree that that would be an Issa Deraisa. In the Bavli, we don't have any Zecher to that, so that's why the Bavli HaTosfos of Mishnah halted from them, and the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept that Yerushalmi. It's not Babli at all, so the Babli obviously didn't agree. If the Rif has a klal in the end of Erev, the last Rif in Erev, whenever there's a machloek to the Babli Yerushalmi, we follow the Babli, but the Babli was composed later, and they knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi, as they write Fakirta, they ignore it, so obviously Hilchasik and Vasra, they knew what the Yerushalmi had to say. Zom Kepaskin Fakirta, so the Babli never breathes a word about this, about the Yud Beis. And the Rambam, very often, the Vilna Goyen writes a Lashon on the Rambam. There are a lot of Shver Rambams all over. We don't know exactly where the Rambam got it from. So the Noisei Kelim matters it very much. And the Bir Agro writes in a few places, Kedarka Livsik, the Kamel Kamis Kaha, Yerushalmi Neged Abab. The Rambam often passes like Mishalmis against Babri. So several stories have been written in the last 30, 40 years about this. Where are all the Mekoros? The Rambam, where were the cases? Why did the Rambam decide to pass like Mishalmis? Here also, the Rambam and the Rif follow that Mishalmis, that Yud Beis Mil, Tchum Yud Beis Mil, is an Issa Derais, even though we don't accept the Rakivashit. So the Babri could have said like that. The Mishnah goes on Tchumen. Mishnah means to say that Tchumen, even though it's an Issa Derais, either Tchumen Yud Beis Mil or Tchumen 1 Mil. If you all like Rebbe Akiva is 1 mil, Alpaiman, you all like the Chachamim, Yud Beis Mil. The Babli is not so. The Babli says a different suggestion. Avora, the Rebbe Yosef. So the Babli is against it. It's interesting, the Rambam counts that as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. He counts, there's an Isser not to do Malocha on Shabbos, then there's a separate Isser in the Mitzvahs, Minyan on Mitzvahs. There's a separate Isser not to grow Chutz L'Tchum, there's a separate Isser there, I see, Minyan on Mitzvahs. So the Babli doesn't have, Babli says either I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is alluding to that there is an Issa deraisa to go chutz l'kum, but there's no chorus and there's no visa, there's no chatas on that, that's what the Mishnah means in such a case, there's no clear visa. Or perhaps it goes, Havara, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosi. The Tanoim had a problem, why does the Torah single that, Lo Sabar Reish, B'chom Asher Sechem Yoyim HaShabos, why does it single out Havara? Havara is but one of the Lama Tes Malachas, and Manish Tana Havara from all the others. So some Tanoim said, Havara is l'chalak yotzev. Havara is just, Dovashay Bechlal, yotzev of Laman, akol akol kula yotzev. To teach me that if you did any one malacha, yechayiv chadis. You don't have to violate all the lamates of his malachas to be chayiv easy. You don't have to violate all the lamates of his malachas to be chayiv chadis. If you violated one, there's already chiluk malachas, l'shabbos. That's what one Rashi writes in one place like that. Rashi in the other place writes that Havara l'chalak yotzev means if you violate all the there's no kores and there's no chatos. It's only a lav. The Torah singles out Havara to show that it's weaker than the other. The other 38 malachas have nisa. And Havara doesn't have nisa. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. That's a shaila. If you hold like Rabbi Yosi, the Havara is only lav yotzes. There's no nisa. So what would you say by mechabit? Should you say that by mechabit is a tabachemet that it's only lav yotzes? There's not going to be any nisa, no chatos. So you say, no, that's only Havara. Havara is l'lav yotzev. What does mechabe have to do with Havara? So some argue, no, it's a chakal v'chaymer. If Havara is only l'lav yotzev, so mechabe is done, do the Havara should zichar only be l'lav yotzev. So there is such a thesis in Beitz and Afra Beitz and Alef Thesis writes like that, that if they have a Yerushalmi, that they interpret like that, that if you hold Havara l'lav yotzev, so Kibui is also only l'lav yotzev. And the Rashash quotes that he had a relative, Menashe Ilya, quote Sher B'sar, Reb Menashe Ilya, wrote in his Sefer Alfei Menashe, given on Eloi, so he wrote in his Sefer Alfei Menashe, that if Havara l'lav yotzev, so Kibui is also l'lav yotzev. And then the Rashash says, but with all due respect, he quotes Tosfos in Beitza, says like that, with all due respect, it's against the Nafan the Gemara increases. The Gemara says, the one is Chayta V'Gecholim, one who pokes around in the coals in the furnace as they're burning on Shabbos, is in violation of a double malacha. Some of the coals that were glowing will now be extinguished. The coals that were on top are glowing. The coals on the bottom are black. So if you start pushing everything around, so some of the coals on the bottom will start to flare up. So that's how far around those coals. Some of the coals that were burning will now be dark. It'll be kibui and they'll be havar. So what if someone did that? Hachoyte the gecholim and he violated the double malacha. So mechab amab is yichayv two chatois or not. So one brisa says chayv shtayim. Chilik Malachas l'Shabbos. One brisa says Chai Vachas. Why should it be Chai Vachas? So the Gemara says, oh, that brisa that says Chai Vachas holds Havara l'lav yotzes. So there's no chorus on Havara. So that's why there's no Chiyuv Chatas on Havara. But on the Kibui, there is a Chatas. You see, Mefurish when the Gemara increases. That on Kibui there never was a Machlokes. The old Machlokes Hatanim was only on Havara. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't pass from like Rav Yosi. We pass from that Havara is L'chalak yotzes. It's not the l'lav yotzes. Yeah. The Mishnah is telling you, according to some Tanoim, that such a thing exists. So, the Mishnah is telling you, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosi. It wouldn't be an Einish Misa on one. According to Rabbi Akiva, there wouldn't be an Einish Misa on two. And we don't pass them like either. Not like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Yosi, and not an Einish. Also, good to Kasha. Why doesn't it say Macham? Macham is L'chola days. That's an Isa deraisa. And for sure, there's no Einish Misa. I don't know. Good Kasha. Marks want to get something that's closer to a malacha. the Mishnah goes, Vaita machloikis on kala lava v'ima is the stila. Amaka lava v'ima is misa, but it's not stila. But on the kala lava v'ima, it's chenik. But on the kala lava v'ima is stila. So the Mishnah has a machloikis atanaim, is the stila only if he's mikalo the shame, or even if he's mikalo v'kinui. What is exactly a shame, or what's a kinui? So the Raman Paskins, Chachamim Poich, Raman Paskins like the Chachamim, that you're not Chayiv Misa. He says you'll be Chayiv Malkus. Raman says, and the Kal Chaver B'Shem was the Gemara in Tmura, that Taisus quoted Rabbi and Samachem Abeis. Taisus quoted the Gemara Tmura, that Gimlam Abeis, where the Brisa quotes Rabbi Yisai Glili, that even though Allah Shema Maisa ain't like him all of, there are three exceptions to the rule. The Kal Chaver B'Shem is one of the three. If you curse someone else, B'Shem Hashem, so you do get malchus despite the fact that it's a lav sheim ha'mais. So the Rambam writes over there, when you mekal chaver b'shem, what do you mean b'shem? He says over there, it doesn't have to be shem ha'shem. If you mekal b'kinui, you say, the Eibishter should curse you, or the Holy One blessed be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yakeh Oska, Yikalal Oska, Yapsi Dispan Ososka, or you should ruin your Shalom Bayis, whatever, give some kind of a klala. I say, the Rabbi Shalom should, it's mamash ha'kinui, it's not even one of the Zayin Shem Shem Mechokim. So the Rambam says it doesn't make a difference. It's still for the Malkus, there is Malkus. The Malkus there will be, even if it's only Kal Chaver or Bikinu. But if one curses his own father, so he's over on that regular love. It's a Kal Chaver. Malkus there will be right away. Without batting an eyelash, it's going to be Malkus. If it's a Kal Chaver. The Shaila is, when do you elevate it? When do you make it worse than Malkus? When does it become Isa? So that's a Machlokes Hatanoi. So we pass like the Chachamim that there's no Misa unless it's Mikal of the Shem. Mikal the Kinoi is Nid. What exactly does it mean Shem? What is Shem Hashem? What does it mean Shem Hashem? So that's a Machloek is Rashi in the Rambam. Big Machloek is over here, Rashi in the Rambam. Because the Gemara learns out the Shitas Chachamim Poitrim. The Gemara says, Man Chachamim who Shitas Ramanachim Rav Yais. That he holds by Megadev Es Hashem also. That you only Chayiv Misa by Megadev Es Hashem if he curses Shem Hashem with a Shem. You have to have Yaki Yosi Yosi Yosi, as we say, Hashem's name, and he says that Shem Hashem should be Mikalel Hashem. Somewhat mistaken, what the Megadeth says. So the Shem there's a Shem HaMizbarech, and the Shem HaMivarech. The Shem HaMizbarech is Mikalel Hashem Hashem. So the Shem HaMizbarech is the Shem of Dalet Oisius, which is the shame of Dalet Oisius. So the Rambam quoted three opinions. Is it Davke Yudke Vavke? Or is it Davke Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Because Yudke Vavke is not the correct pronunciation. Correct pronunciation is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. When the Rambam says, Vani Yoimir Shashneim Huniska. The Rambam writes, my opinion, Hilchos Avodah says, my opinion is that whether he says the shame on this Baret will be Yudke Vavke or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, they're the same thing. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the correct pronunciation for Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is also a pronunciation. If he corrects it, if he pronounces Yudke Vavke, Kirchsavoy, so these two are called the Shem HaMforish. So that's vis-a-vis the Shem HaMizbarech. This is Yaki Yosi Es Yosi, the second Shem Hashem that he says in it. We kill Hashem Hashem. So that has to be the Shem Ben Dalet Oisius. Those are the three Peshitas in the Rambam where the Davke Yudke Vavke, Davke Al Dalmer Al Shem HaMizbarech. What about the Shem HaMivarech? When it says in the Mishnah, Yaka Yosi Es Yosi, that's a euphemism. Yosi is a man's name, but the Rashi says they picked, what is that Rashi on the Mishnah of the Goddess? They picked the name Yosi because it has, number one, it has four letters, and number two, it has a Yud, and a Vav, and a Yud. And Yud Kevavke has a Yud and a Vav. So it looks very similar. It's four letters and has a Yud and a Vav. So it's similar to the name Yosi. That's a Nun Vav Amenal. So when it says Yaka Yosi Es Yosi, it means the Shem, he has to say Shem Hashem twice. So the second Shem Hashem, Es Yosi, the last Shem Hashem, has to be the Shem HaMefarish, which is either Aleph Lamed Yud Yud or Yud Kevavke or both, either or. What about the first Shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, oh, that's the same as over here. And Mikala Lavi Imai is the same thing as over there. According to Rav Menachem Rav Yosi, according to the Chachamim, that you only chayev if you curse the Shem. If he cursed Bikinui not, so was Heist Hashem, was Heist Hakinui. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, on Samach Vavam and Aleph, Kilalam Bikinui. What's the Machlekes Hatanoim in the Mishnah of Kilalam Bikinui? He's Mekalel Ovi Vihimahu Adinami Mekalel Shem Hashem with one of the Kinuyim. Shakai Tzvaka is Kanum Verachum. Kanum Verachum is a kinui. That's not one of the Zayin Shem Shem Mechok. The Gemara in Shavuos has a price that there are seven proper names of HaKadosh Baruch that you're not allowed to erase. Kasasim Kein Hashem Alekech, and you're not allowed to erase Shem Hashem. The Ibaratim Pasuk says you have to destroy Avodah Zarah, but it tells them this is a choysam, Vishipartim is Matzivos, and Asher Antisipumesh, the Ibaratim Hashem and Amachim, you have to destroy the Shem Avodah Zarah, then it says, Kasasim Kein Hashem Alekech. So Kasasim Kein means you're not allowed to destroy his Beah, you're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not allowed to be Mechikas Hashem. One is Mechikas Hashem is Loike, the Raman right. You erase even one letter from the Shem Hashem, you're Loike. So what constitutes Shem Hashem? Somebody write HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone writes G-O-D, and somebody erases. So that's a violation of Mechikas Hashem? No. So the Raman quotes the Gemara Shavuos only Zayin Shem, Shem Nechav. Shakai, Tzvokai, Chanan Rachim is a Kinnut. That's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a description. The Holy One blessed, that's a description. The Almighty One, that's a description. That's a kinui, a description. But this, Shaka and Tzvokas, that's one of the, those are two of the Zayin Shem Shem Chokin. So Rashi learns that that's also part of the Machlekes over here. That the only time the Chachomim say that Yechayah by Negadet, by Mkal Lavi, Yechayah Nisa, is you use the Shem Yoise, Yud Kei, Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, or both, or either one, whatever it is by the Shem HaMizbarech, whatever the, whatever it's supposed to be, but the Shem on the second Shem Hashem, in the statement Yaki Yisus, that's the same Shem has to be used by the Shem Hamavarach. That's how Rashi understands. That's how Rashi understands. And the Rambam understands not so. The Rambam, this is a big machlokes in the Shem. The Rambam understands not so. The Shem Hamavarach can be any one of the Zayin Shem and Shem in Kofim. And there'll be Miso by Megadev. Yaki Yisus is not the Shem. Not the same. The second Yoisi is either Yud Kei Vav Kei Rav Dal Nun Yud Al Shnei Muniska. And the first Yoisi can be Tzvokai, Shakai, Elikin, Elika, any one of the Zayin Shem Shem Chok, Eke Asher Eke, is also from the Zayin Shem. That's not like Rashi. Rashi holds, no, that the Shem HaMavarach has to be Dafke, the Shem HaMavarach. The Rambam holds, no, the Shem HaMavarach, the way we pass below, it can be any one of the Zayin Shem is Shein and Nimchok. So the Rambam writes, if one is Mekala Lo Vibima with the, using any one of the Zayin Shem Shem Chokim, it's Chayv Skila. And if he curses not with the Zayin Shem, as he curses, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should ruin your parnasa, you should ruin your marriage, you should give you a miserable life, he should cause you to die right away. He curses his father by using the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Rambam says, Misa he's not going to get, because he didn't use one of the Zayin Shem Shem Chokim. But Malkus he'll get, because Mekal Chaber B'Shem is Loike, doesn't have to be the Shem Hashem. Even the Kinuim is also Chai. There's no need for the Shem Hashem over there. You only need Shem Hashem, the Zayin Shem Shem Mechokin, that's by Megadev, and by Mekal Alav Avim, Mekal Chaber B'Shem, the word B'Shem is not to be taken literally. If he just says, I wish that you should lose your Parnasa. I wish you should, your marriage should fall apart in your Parnasa. He curses everything. But he doesn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the whole world. If the person curses the other one, and he doesn't mention who should do this, Bala Yecheles, the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's not over on the lab, I know as Dvarim, he aggravates the other person. But he's not over on the lab of Lo Sikal Cheresh. One is only over on the lab of Lo Sikal Cheresh. Mekalo, if he invokes the Bala Koiches, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's how the Rambam understood. Mekal Chaver B'Shem, the word B'Shem is Lav Dafke B'Shem. You don't even need Zayin Shem Shem Chokim. As long as he just refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chanav Rachum, Merah Hafayim, whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Chay. And on that Rambam, there's a famous Raivit. Famous, it was made famous by Rav Elbel of Salavetchi, because he has a whole Arichas Dvarim. And then he says, and the Raivit says it black and white. Rav Elbel says, I didn't have to say anything, the Raivit spells it out. The Raivit writes over there that by Mekalal Chaver B'Shem, that you get Malkus, the Rambam says, even if you just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafsid is Parnasasta, so you get Malkus. The Rabbi says, no, Mekalal Chaver B'Shem means Shem HaMefayrosh, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem HaMekalal has to be the Shem HaMefayrosh. Hayitochen, but the Rambam holds that Mekalal Ovid B'Imoy, the Shem HaMekalal, could be any one of the Zayin Shem, the Shem Mechot, and Yechayv Nisa for that. So Mekal Chaver B'Shem, in order just to be Chayv Malkus, you have to have the Shem HaMefayrosh. How can that be? So the Rabbit on the Rambam does not explain what the secret is all about. The Rabbalah writes a whole Shpikul Torah. He figured it out. And then he says, and he found that the Rabbit spells it out himself, the Farish. The Shittim Kubetz is in Bob Mitzia quotes the Rabbit. And the Rabbit is printed, if you look in Masechet Shvuos, they have the Hafsogas HaRabbit al Arif. So the very end, all the way in the end of the Rif, they have a long paragraph in the Rabbit, word for word, where Rabbalah Soloveitchi said he was Machaven exactly to what the Rabbit said. The Rabbit says the following. Li'oilam, the Gemara says, the lav shem ha'maisin should be eloikim olam. So why is Mikal HaVeiroi an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says it's based on a pasuk. Where is there a pasuk that says that if you curse somebody, that even though it's a lav shem ha'maisin, nonetheless he's eloikim olam? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, l'sishma li'yiras Hashem ha'nichbet v'handoira hazeh, v'if la'Hashem is makoisla, that he will be mezalzel, holy, Shem am Furish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem am Nichbet v'Handoira Hazeh, if you've been mezalzel in the Shem am Furish, the Hifla Hashem is Makosko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a punishment. So the Gemara says, Haflozu, any day mahu. What does that mean? The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives you an unusual punishment. So the Gemara says, well, we have a pasuk that says, V'hoyam din HaKadosh HaRosh, if somebody is a Rosh, he deserves Malkus, V'hipilo, HaShofen Tikol upon him. So the verb V'hipilo appears in Chobinish in conjunction with Malkus, or two over here. It doesn't say hifilo, it says v'hiflo. The Gemara says that's what it means. V'hiflo has the same meaning, has the same connotation as v'hifilo. So haflozu any day mahu, based on the other pasuk, I know that it means malchus. So the pasuk says you get malchus from misusing the shem ha'nichbot v'hanayra. So the rabbi says ha'shem ha'nichbot v'hanayra. Yud kei vav kei. Possibly aleph dalet nun yud. Okay, that's the tilpul that the Rambam quoted by Megadeth. Is it only aleph dalet nun yud? Is it only yud kei vav kei? Or is it Ashnei Munisko, which is considered the Shem on Purish? Dafke this, dafke that, or either or. So the Rabbit writes that in order to get Miso, there's no problem of Lav Shem on Maisa. There's no Lav Shem on Maisa, there's no Miso. Whenever it says there's Miso, there's Miso. In order to get Malkus, we have a Klal, a Lav Shem on Maisa, ain't like Moksa. You want to tell me that a Mekal Chaveiro is an exception to the rule? Where's the Moksa? So the Moksa is the Pasuk that says, so that's only on the Shem on Furish. That's what the Rabbit writes. So that's what Rabbalvola just pointed out, that the Rabbit himself, in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos quoted the Shittim Kubetz, Mam Tzvi quotes that from the Rabbit on Shavuos, on the Riv. The Rabbit himself explains what he's talking about. The Rabbit on the Hasogas, on the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, does not explain what he's writing. It just says, it's only if he uses it as the Shem Hamafai Rosh Mamash. The Rabbit on the Rif explains it at length. Shimon Forish, that's the shadow that the Rambam raised. Is it only Yud Kei Vav Kei, not Aleph Dalet? You don't know. Is it only Aleph Dalet? Because Lo Kishem Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, the correct pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei Chutz La Mikdash is Aleph Dalet. Or should I say Al Shnei Munisko, that they both called the Shimon Forish? Whatever the din is there, the Rambam quoted the three sheikhs, it'll be the same din in this Rabbit. What's called the Shem HaNichbet V'Hanayra. Here the Gemara goes into a bit of a detailed discussion of the Din of Mekalel Av V'Imay. Does the Din of Mekalel Av V'Imay only apply to a son, or does it even apply to a daughter? Why should it not apply to the daughter? Some mitzvah says, Es Aviv, because it said, Ish Ish Gikal Es Aviv, Es Imo. So Taisus says there is no neutral gender in Hebrew. He didn't talk Loshon Zoh, he talked Loshon Nekeva. So Taisus writes over here, Baba Kama, Taisus writes, Kol HaTorah Kula is written Loshon Zoh. The whole Torah is written Loshon Zoh, and it applies equally to men and to women, unless you say that women are excluded. But why should I exclude over here? Why is there a question? Why did the Brisa raise a question? So Taisus says no. Whenever it says Ish, so the word Ish means Ish, usually means Ish v'lo Yisho. So whenever it says ish, let's say kigach shor ish ashor eyel. So shteit ish. So that's why the Mishnah has to have a yafus that the shor ho isha is also chayim. So Tosfos points out, if not for the fact that it says kigach shor ish, if it just said kigach shor ashor eyehu, and eyehu is b'loshen zohar, so in the whole parsha, everything is b'loshen zohar, you would not have required a yafus to say that women are chayim. Of course it says ish, and ish usually means ish prat v'isha. That's why you have to give a market to say that women are also high. So the Gemara has the market. The Gemara discusses, how do you know? Maybe the Pasuk only says, Shikala Lasabi Beyasimo. Maybe only if he's Mikala both. What if he's only Mikala one? He gets along with his mother. His father, he doesn't get along. He gets along with the father, doesn't get along with the mother. So how do you know if he's only Mikala one and not Mikala the other? How do you know if Hadith? That's such a famous machlokes. Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yonison. Bottom line, it comes out that there's an Oinash Nisa, even if he's only Mikala one without the other. Then the Gemara quotes the Psukim for all of the Yisurim of Mikala. There is a din, a pasuk, Elokim loisakala, nosi diamcha loisor. So that pasuk, that's on the bottom of Amanal. So the Gemara is quoting here from Masechah Sofrim, the last six lines on some of Amanal. There's a machlekes hatanoim in Masechah Sofrim. When someone's writing a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer writes a Sefer Torah, and he writes Elokim loisakala, is he supposed to have in mind Kodesh, supposed to be Mekadesh, or he's supposed to have in mind Chol, a Dayan, like Lifnei? That's Chol, that's not Kodesh. Or let's say, when it says Avodah Zarah, that's not Kodesh, that's Chol, that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. See, now you're not supposed to have in mind the Mekadesh. So too, when you write Elohim and Mishpatim, Elohim, three times and Nim Dayanim, that's Chol, that's not Kodesh. What about over here? When it says Elohim Loisakal, is this Kodesh or is this Chol? So that's a machlekes satanoi. What's the sefer supposed to have in mind? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but from this pasuk we have established that there is a double prohibition. There's an isa megadif es Hashem based on the pasuk elikim loiskalo, and there's also an isa mekalo dayin. If you curse anybody, has smicha. Mekalo dayin Israel is oivan alav, and you get malchus. So if you say, if it's kodesh, if you say elikim loiskalo goes on Hashem, it's kodesh. So how do you know that there's a lav on mekalo dayin? Maybe if you say it's chol that goes on a dime, maybe it's a kal v'chaim to the Rebbeinu. But if you say it's kodesh, how do you know to include a dime? So the Gemara says the machlekes hatanoim between who is it, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's kodesh or chol, the machlekes has an afkinina. What should the sofer have in zin when he's writing that pasuk l'kim l'skal? But bottom line, you darshan in between the lines, you're going to say also included in the pasuk is the other one. If the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Kodesh, so we're also going to darshan Zayin. If the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Zayin, we're also going to darshan Hashem. Where are you reading the additional drasha? So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, it really could have written Loisokel. Why does it say Loisokalel with a double Lamed? Shmami notarti. From that extra Lamed, we darshan. If the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Megadif Es Hashem, so the extra Lamed teaches us to include also a Dayan. If the Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on a Dayan, so the extra Lamed teaches us that it goes on Hashem. The Rambam quotes part of this Gemara, and strange, the Rambam really quotes it from a Mechilta, the Sefer Mitzvah. The Rambam says, quoting from a Mechilta, he's not quoting from a Gemara. So the Mechilta says, a person curses a Dayan. So he gets Malkus, Elohim Lesikal, Ramam and Per Kavod, and Hilka Sanhed, he quotes all these dinim about the Kalola. The Kalas Hashem is in Hilka Sanhed, and the Kalol Ben Yodim is in Hilka Sanhed, the end of Hilka Sanhed, right by the Malkus, he discusses it. So he has, if the person curses a Dayan, who has Smicha, then he gets Malkus. And if the Dayan has Smicha, happens to be the Melech, happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin, then it's an additional Malkus, Tzvei Mol Malkus, because Nasi Diyam Kol Yisroel. The Rambam understands that the word Nasi in the Chumash means two people. It goes on the Melech, and it goes on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Ramban HaChumash is specific about that, because there is a Gemara in the first parak in Hayriyas, Hashem Nasi Yech, the special din, that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, a Hedyot, being the plain person, Mechal Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, reads Chel V'Adam B'Shoigeg, he brings Kizbo Sira. He has to bring a Chatas. He has a choice, Kizbo Sira. If he's the Nasi, then it's a special thing. He brings a Sawyer. The thing Mechal Shabbos B'Shoge, Chet L'Adam, he brings a Sawyer. So who is considered a Nasi? So the Nasi is the Melech. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Rabchi asked the Rebbe, what would be the din if you, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, you're not the Melech, what's the din if the Rosh HaSanhedrin would be Mechal Shabbos B'Shoge, Rit Chet L'Adam? Is the Rosh HaSanhedrin also called the Melech or not? The Rebbe answered Rav Chiya, no. It says, Asher Nasi Yechto Lashem, only if he's the top man in the whole Klal Yisrael. He's the highest authority. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is Sof Kol Sof still coupled to the Melech. The Melech is the top man. So in that pasuk, that there's a din of Soya Nasi, the din of Soya Nasi only applies to the Nasi who's the Melech. It doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So Ramban HaChumash, on Mishpatim, writes, he's not sure. The Rekim Lo Zekalim, and Nasi B'yam Kol Soar. What about this Nasi? Here there's no pasuk that applies, it has to be Dafki the top man. So should I say that the word Nasi includes both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin? Or should I say no, that just like over there, by Sawyer Nasi and Parshas Vayikra, it only goes on the Melech, doesn't refer to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But once you've established that, so maybe this din, Nasi B'yam Kol Soar also only goes on the Melech, doesn't go on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Ramban is not sure. The Rambam writes, he is sure. The Rambam writes that the word Nasi by Kolov goes both on both people, either on the Melech or on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So that's how the Rambam writes. That if you mekalel anybody, Kolov in Israel, you get one time malchus. If the person whom you're cursing happens to be a dayan, so not only are you in violation of this kalchesh means even a cheresh you can't hear, you still in Israel. If you can hear, it's certainly included in this kalchesh. That's how the Gemara says. So mekalel adam Yisrael is like I'm lost kalcheres. That's once malchus. If the fellow happens to have smicha, it's two more malchus. And if the fellow whom he's cursing happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin or the Melech, it's three times malchus. And if it's his father, then it's four times malchus. That's what the Rambam writes. Then it's four times malchus. And he's quoting. That's a mechilta de Rashbi. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam says quoting mechilta de Rashbi. So the Ramban there on the Sefer HaMitzvah is masik on the Rambam. He says, yeah, that's what the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says. The Chilta de Rashbi says it, but he said, we can't pass on like that. That's what we call an aloha, lav shenitan lasaras misin says it, because the kala lovi v'imai normally gets aynish misa. If they want him, don't be the kala lovi, we're going to get skila, so we give him skila. So if they happen to give, let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos, and we gave him asra, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we'll give you malchus. If somebody's oibid avidizor, we say, don't be oibid avidizor, we're going to give you malchus. And Ovid Ovid Azor is supposed to get Misa, it's not supposed to get Malchus. So what if by mistake, Ezer, B'Sheik, whatever, the Yadim gave a Hasra, don't be Ovid Ovid Azor, because we're going to give you Malchus. Do they, so Misa, they can't give. They didn't give Hasra and Misa. Do they give Taka Malchus? So that's a Machlek in Satanayim, in the third parak in Marcus, in Elayin Aloykin. So the first daf. So the Gemara has the Machlek to Rebbe Kivra and Mishmo. That's called Lav Shinitan, Lav Saras Mispez. So we pass in Aloykin Molo. So the Ramban and the Hasogas and the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Tainas on the Rambam, he says, L'chilta de Rashbi is Gven Atana, he has a right to say that you get four times Malchus. But the Rambam shouldn't have quoted it, because the Rambam passed this Balloch, that Allah Shanit and Allah Sars and Mizbez and Eloik Malchus. So it's a pellet that the Rambam quotes it twice. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, he quotes, at least he's just quoting the L'chilta de Rashbi. But in the Yad HaZokah, the Rambam quotes and he says, that's the din. He quotes and he says, that's the Aloha. The pellet de Geram. Okay, the Gemara just goes through the psukim to establish that you have all of these psukim. The nisa not to be mekal the dayin, and not the dayin is one as smicha, and not to be mekal all the nasi, the melech, and not to be mekal all the cherish, and not to be mekal all the demons. Yeah, that line does not, yeah. That svara nigmar only goes on the Nela. Or even Malchus is like this. The Rambam holds it's also included. If you would only have that pasuk, one could think of and say it only goes on Nela. Once you have the other pasuk, it says Lav Dafke, it doesn't only go on Nela. At that point, the Gemara suggests that I have it. Then the Gemara has vaita that in Abu al Eshesish is Chayev Misa, but the different, three different Misa, sometimes Skila, sometimes Shreifet. And sometimes, chenek. So if it's a bas klensha zinso, then it's reifa. And if it's a nara amarasa, then it's kilo. And if it's a regular eshishish and a sua, then it's gonna be chenek. So the Mishnah says that, and we already learned the machlokes hatanoim. When is the bas klensha reifa? Is it dapka arusa? Is it dapka nesua? Or is it either or? It doesn't make a difference. Three different opinions in the Talmud. So the Mishnah says, in order that a boal nara amarasa, a nara amarasa, in modern Hebrew, you say when a couple gets engaged, you say that there's eris. That's not what the Mishnah means. If they're engaged, the woman is not an eshesish. That's annoying. Eris means kedushin. You give a ring, they say hariyat mekodesh is me. That's a naira amaros. If a girl is engaged, it's mizan. It's a havera. But it's not an isar of eshesish. There's no misa. There's no chatos. There's no kurt. So the Mishnah gives you the conditions in order to be chayv. Skila, as opposed to chenek, has to be dafke achetei naira v'sula merase hibbeiga beisavir. Four conditions. What's naira to the exclusion of what? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanai. Naira to the exclusion of bageres. There are three stages in a girl's life. The girl, when she's born, until she reaches the age of bas mitzvah, until she reaches yud beishan of yehemechot, is a katana. Like a boy. Boy, till he reaches the age of bar mitzvah, yud gimel shan of yehemechot, is a katana. And then after yud gimel shan of yehemechot, it becomes a gadol. So the girl becomes a gadol at the age of yud beishan of yehemechot, the year before. The Gemara says in Nidah that, vayivin Hashem alakimah said, say, levini, say, when that's on kodesh bachel, the isa, yeshim abirish, the women mature earlier, they have more seichel, so they become bas mitzvah at an earlier age. Yeah, so in our generation, the reform are clamoring that women want to have equal rights. They say it's not fair. So they declare that the girls become bas mitzvah at the age of 13. So they say it's equal rights. The Chazal says that the women are more mature, and the women are more seichel, bini yisteri, so the girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12. So they're clamoring for equal rights. So they want to be dumb. They want to be the lower madrigals. So by any reform, they celebrate the bas mitzvah of the girls at 13. Not to show any, discrimination. Yeah. So there are three stages. So the girl, from the day she's born, the Rambam in the beginning of the Chassidus quotes from the Gemara. From the day the girl is born till the day she reaches Yud Beis Shana V'Yamechad is Haktana. The Yud Beis Shana V'Yamechad, she becomes a Gedoyla, but it's not a full godliness. By boy, it's also not exactly the same. So, but let's first do by the girl. So by the girl, she becomes a partial Gedoyla, not fully. She's a Naira. For 6 months, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sukkos, Ein Bei Nairis Lefagros of the Shishal Hadoshim Elvad. When she becomes you have to have Yid Beishon of Yonechon, and you have to have Simonim, Shvei Saris and the Eva HaErevon. So whenever she becomes a Naira, so for the next six months she'll remain a Naira till she becomes a Bagerit. That's the question. What if she only brings the Shvei Saris at the age of 16? So she becomes a Naira for 6 months, then she becomes a Bagaris of 16 and a half. But they say, no, she can't be a Naira, she can't be a Naira past the age of 12 and a half. If she'll bring Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12 and 3 months, then she'll be a Naira for 3 months. If she'll bring Shtei Cyrus at the age of 12 and 5 months, she'll be a Naira for 1 month. Eime Nairis Lefagris of the Shisha Chodosh Mevad means maximum. It's maximum 6 months. And the Shlom Melech and the Ramam Hilchasish shows that this is a Machlokes HaRishon. The Rambam, the Tosfos, and Nida. What this means, that for the first 6 months after Gadlus, she becomes a Naira, until she becomes a Bageres, but that's only from 12 to 12 and a half, but after 12 and a half, she goes straight from Katlus to Bagrus. Oh no, you always have a Ktana, a Naira, and a Bageres. Once she becomes a Bageres, then she's a full Gedoyloch, then the Gadlus is complete, and then she's already Yotem Mishu Savir, so the father can no longer be Mekabel Kiddushin, and father cannot be made for Nidorim anymore, Nishkin Balabos anymore on the door. Ois, Balabos over the door. Yeah. So the Gemara says in Ksuvas, the father can only sell his daughter as an Amo Ivriya when she's a Ktana. If the father sells her when she's a Ktana, then the Pasuk says she's Yotze Lecheris when she has Simone Nairus. She's Yotze Lecheris when she has Simone Nairus. So the Mishnah says that there's only Mecher, the father can only sell his daughter, Dikatnuso, after she reaches Godless, after she's not, father cannot sell. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, Ramin HaChamim, what about Oynes and Mefata? If someone is Ma'amis and Mefata, the girl is a Bogeres, so there's no Chiv, Chamishim Shekel, the thing only applies to a Naira, not to a Bogeres. What about to a Ktano? Is there an Oynes of Oynes by a Ktano? Or do you say no? When the Chumash says, Yechipata ish naira b'sula, or it says, when someone is ma'anis, a naira b'sula maybe means naira v'lo bogeres, or do you say, no, naira v'lo bogeres and naira v'lo ktan? The Gemara says, that's a machlek, it's a mea nechachamim. Do you say, kol mokum sheyesh mecher, ain't knas? That's just a lotion to remember. Mokum sheyesh mecher means when the girl is still a ktana, the father has the ability to sell her. It's not my brio, so kol mokum sheyesh mecher means when she's a ktana, ain't knas? There's a mershit, there's no knas for a ktana, like there's no knas for a bogeris. There's only knas, and when is a mefate, when she's a naira, that's what it says in the Chumash. And we paskin against her, and we paskin, apil makum sheish mecha, yeish knas. Even though the father can sell his daughter, it's not my real, when she's a ktana, still, if someone is ma'anis a mefate, then there's gonna be a din of ma'anis a mefate, even during katnas. How did the Chachamim know that it's so? Rav Tosaf, it says, Yichipatish Naira Pesula. It says, Naira, why not say Naira Vela Bagera, Naira Vela Ktana? Why not restrict this? So the Gemara has an interesting drasha. The one of this says, that is Chaser, that we darshan from the Midrash, Atar and the Dreshes, then one of the lesser known drashas is that sometimes you have a word in the Chumash that's written Mole in Chaser. So sometimes when it's written Mole in an unusual fashion, then we assume there must be a reason for it. And sometimes when it's written Chaser, there must be a reason. So the Gemara says, the word Naira is often spelled Nun Ayin Reish, and we pronounce it Naira. How come it's written Naira Chaser? So the Gemara says, that's what it means. She's an incomplete Naira. She's not a full Naira. Is Yud Bei Shana Liyem Echad Shtei Cyrus. She's a G'dayla. An incomplete Naira is a Ktana. A Halva Naira is a Ktana. So that's the drush of the Chachamim. How the Chachamim know that the Din of Oynes and Mefate even applies to a Ktana. That's how we pass him, because of the word Naira. It's written Chaser Hey to imply even a Naira Chasera is also Chai. So that the Gemara assumes over here that that Machleik is a Me'an HaChachamim in Ksubis. But the Kamakum Sheesh Mecha Yesh Enkras, where are they mutually exclusive? When the girl is a Ktana, whether you dash in Bikitsa, whether you dash in Naira, V'loi Bagaris, that's all? Or that's how the Chachamim say? Or you say, no, Naira V'loi Bagaris, Naira V'loi Ktana. Naira means only Naira. Not too old and not too young. Only at this slot, not earlier, not later. So that machlokes are man, the chacham over there, applies over here as well. The pasuk says over here that a naira hamarasa gets skile, unlike a regular eshusish, nesua gets cheneg. The Torah says dafka naira, it certainly means naira velo bogeres. If the girl is past the age of 12 and a half, she's a bogeres, it's not going to be skile. It'll only be cheneg. But what if the girl is so young, she's a ktana? The Tana's a lot less onshin, she doesn't get any onshin. There's nothing to discuss, but the Shailin is the Ma'anek, the one who was Baal Leo, does he get skiba? Or do you say, no, he can't get any skiba? So Yomar says, that's a machloikis satanoi. That's a machloikis satanoi. However you pass him in, that's how you pass him over. So the word Naira in the Mishnah, the four requirements, has to be a Naira, Naira below Bogeret. Does it also mean Naira below Ktana? That's a machloikis amen the Rabban. Urasa means erisin as opposed to nisuin. If the girl already has nisuin, then there's not going to be an oinish of skila, it's going to be chenik. She has to be a besula if she's already a beula, it's a vaita. She could be an arusa, she could be an ar, but if she's a beula, it doesn't apply. And it has to be the hid beisa viho. What do you mean, hid beisa viho? The Gemara says, prat l'shemasar av l'shmuchi abal. If she's no longer b'shusa viho, even though she's all of the above, she's a naira besula, are erisin, it's not yet nisuin. Mosav the shluchi abal is not yet nisuin. But since she's no longer the base of viyah, so the pasuk says that the skila is only if it's the base of viyah. So the Gemara darshan told the dina from the psuk. Then the Gemara learns out. Then the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim, it's introduction in the first parable, also different details in the Hilchos Hashishish. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim. What if the girl is all the conditions, erisin, anaira, besula, bebezavia, all the four conditions, she's still a psula, but she was nivola shalokedar. Nivola shalokedarka, so she's still going to be a psula. So let's say the second one who is boaleha, the second one is mezana with the same Hashishish. So she's still a psula. So since you have all the four conditions of the royal sheni, there's also chayv skila. They say no, that's not called a psula. Even though physiologically she's a psula, biologically she's a psula. But since alpidin, the ma'aseh diya was done by the diya shalei kedarka, so maybe that's called ois psula. So that's a machlokes satanoi. Machlokes satanoi based on psula. Then the Gemara has a bit of a discussion. what would the din be? The Gemara has over here, Boim and Neirav, Yankif Barada Neirav. He has a Shaila. According to Rav Meir, that you say, Naira is mamait both. Bogeres and Ktano. So if the girl is a Bogeres, so then you say that there's an Einishchenik. Like a regular Eishish is. What if the girl is a Ktano? So the Gemara is not sure. According to Rav Meir, according to the Chachamim, the Bola will be the Skila. But the Shad is according to Rav Meir, holds that there's no Skila, so what do you mamait? Mau. Do you say legamim mamaitle? Do you say that there's no Einish Mista at all? But he said, no, miskila mamaitle, but there will be chenek. It's not negel halacha, because we don't pass it like that. But the shaila was within Rav Meir. So the Gemara has a discussion. There is a pasuk, and basically, gam shnei mat shiyu shneim shavim. So the Gemara suggests that maybe at shiyu shneim shavim should mean that, that in this case, there shouldn't be any Einish Mista. How do you see, what do you mean at shiyu shneim shavim? So Rashi learns pshat shneim shavim, since the ketana is a la basanchim, she doesn't get any punishment at all. And the boil is a baronshin, so he shouldn't get any Einish because she doesn't get any Einish. So Tosfos says, how can it be? Well, we have a Mishnah like that, a Mishnah needed that says, Habua laktano. Any arise, Habua laktano. You say it in Bashaloshanami Amechot, it's Biyosavi, after the age of 3, it's Biyosavi. So then there will be an Einish. So how can it be that Rashi learns over here that there's one opinion on Shiyu Shneim Shav? So Rabbi Natan is a whole different interpretation. No, Shiyu Shneim Shav means Shav in both some Isa. You have a pasuk that says that the ketano, that the boil theoretically is nismite, he doesn't get skila, so he's going to get chenek. And the girl is a la basanshin, but she would have been a basanshin, she would have gotten skila. So if they're not coordinated, if theoretically she would have been chayv skila, the mice is chayv chenek, how can it be? There's something kakite over here. So it's supposed to be a shiur shneim shom boisa misa. So that's the Gemara has a discussion. What would it then be? Aliba the Reb Meir. The Ma'aseh we don't pass like Reb Meir. We don't dash in Naira Belokhtan. So as far as we're concerned, the din is that there is a Chiyuvski. We just Ma'aseh Naira Belokhtan. We're not Ma'aseh Naira Belokhtan. The Gemara has other details in Hilchus Ma'aseh. They do the Ma'aseh Hordes. Other details in Gilei Arayos and in Hilchus Eishes. Okay, maybe next week we'll continue with the next edition. Parsha tells us that when Avraham Avinu was interested in being the Kabbalah Sora, so they offered him that the Mivcha Kareina Kares Pesach, he should bury her in the most beautiful cemetery. And he said, no, he has to have a separate kebi, so he's not permitted to bury in the general cemetery. So then Efren Achiti, he said he's interested in Morris Machpel, so Efren Achiti offered, he'll give it to him. But nothing, he says, no, he wants to pay for it, he doesn't want it. And he kept on insistence until he finally paid a portion of money. So what's the significance of Dafke Pengs on the Svarm, they quote in the Zohar that there's a special inyan that you should Dafke pay when it comes to mitzvahs, you should Dafke pay, you shouldn't get it in Matana. Of course that is the inyan. The Gemara has such an expression in Yesh Neuchlin. The Gemara quotes Pesukim in Yeshua, I think when Pinchas died, it says he was buried in the Karka that his wife got the Yerusha. So the Gemara has a discussion, is the din Habal Yerush Yisishta or not? It turns out that the din Habal Yerush Yisishta is only din the Rabbanon, and it wasn't yet instituted, so it's going to come out. He's buried there. And then after a while, this cemetery plot where he's buried is going to go to someone else. It's going to be turned out. Nimtza Tzadik Kavur, the Kavish Enish Shalom, is going to come out that he's buried in someone else's plot. So the Gemara sees the significance in being buried in your own plot, and the Pesukim emphasizes the significance paying for the flat. You shouldn't get it for nothing. Well, what's this Indian dafka paying for it? And the Zara says to pay from this, because if someone offers you, they want to give you a dollar minin, they want to give you a matana, a talis, tfil. So an Indian dafka that you should pay for it. What's the significance of paying? So the Gemara has in the end of Makis, the Gemara talks to this one Amur by the name of Rav Safra, who is a very honest person. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says about him, Dover and Mistel Vava. The Rashi quotes a whole Agadate. We don't have it in the Gemara. Rashi quotes it. He was a merchant, and he once saying Bishma davening, and a customer came in, and the customer said he wants to offer $25 to buy the tape recorder in the middle of Krishma, and he couldn't say anything. So then the customer is mumbling Krishma and making a simon. He's going to tell him later. And he made up his mind. He's going to give it to him for $25. Then the customer thought that it's not enough, so he offered $35. Vaita is saying Krishma. So if it's $45, till he finds the fish saying Krishma, so this fellow, customer already offered a lot of money. So he says, I excuse myself, I was saying Krishma, I couldn't be mafsik. But when you offered the first amount of money, I agreed then, and I'm gonna give it to you for that price. He doesn't want to take a penny more. It'll be an Isik Zela because Dever Amis Bulvava. And the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that this is a recommended Midas Chasidus for everybody. The Pashtus is it comes up every so often. Let's say someone is selling an automobile, someone is selling an apartment or a home or something like that. And even if the customer is a Nachri, it's a Midas Chasidus, that it's an Isik Zela. That if I agree to sell it for so much, and then, but he doesn't realize that I agreed to sell it for so much, and then he thinks I want more and he's offering more. So if I take a penny more than what I agreed to in my heart, in a certain sense, it's an Isik Zela. The din, strictly speaking, the din is that the Dvarm Shebalev ain't a Dvarm, what you have in the heart. What you have in mind in your heart doesn't count. But the Midas Chasidus is that the person should be medaktik on the Dvarm Shebalev. The same thing is true regarding Matonis. That sometimes somebody feels pressured into giving a Matonis. He really wasn't interested in giving a Matonis. So, what do I care? That he didn't give it with his full heart, he didn't give it for Lev Shalom. Dvarm Shebalev ain't a Dvarm. He said he likes me, he wants me to have a maskeres, and he wants to give me this expensive gift. So Dvarm Shebalev ain't a Dvarm, you should ignore it. But nonetheless, the Midas Chasidus is that I should be concerned not only about my Dvarm Shebalev, if I agreed to give it to him for less, I shouldn't take it anymore. I should be concerned about his Dvarm Shebalev, if he really didn't mean to give it to me, he was under pressure, whatever. Through the circumstances, the pressure into giving something to me. So the pasuk says in Ishlei Sayin Matanis Yichya, sometimes it's a shtikal isek zeila to take a matana from someone if he's not really fully giving the leif shalom. The Gemara says that some Talmid HaChachamim always had a policy never to accept any matanas. A rotel lehanes yohanek had a Gemara say ke elisha, and after we had a rotel shalal lehanes lehanek Shmuel. Shmuel HaNavi, wherever he traveled around, says in Sefer Shoftim, he always took his own food and clothing. He never agreed to stay by anyone, never agreed to take a meal by anybody. And Elisha HaNavi did agree. So people wanted to be Mahanahim, so he would stay by the Isha Shunamis and in other cities. He would stay and they would give him food and he would accept it. So there is such a b'china, because of this Midas Chasidus. Apparently, that's the Indian over here. That there's a kfeita that you don't want to have the tzaddik kov of the kevish ain't a shaloi. So even though Dvarm Shebalev ain't a dvarim, Efren Achiti is giving him a matona, b'leif shalom. He says in front of everybody, that's not called by Shariwa. He wants to say in public that he's giving away, he's not going to back out later on. But nonetheless, Avraham Avinu was choshish. Maybe he feels pressured under the circumstance. Maybe he has to give the kovet. Maybe he doesn't want to give it. So it's going to come out that his wife is kov of the kevish ain't a shaloi. So he turned it down when you need shalachem by Dalit Min. So you shouldn't rely on a maton. You should make sure that you pay some money for it, so there won't be any shaila that there's any yisig zayin. Let me just mention that on Chalamoid Sukkis, HaGoed Rabban Soloveitchik passed away at the age of 84. It's very unfortunate. He was a great guy and an unusual tzaddik. He was always... He was always compared to his brother. So people always cheated him. They never gave him the cover that he deserved. So they're always comparing him with his older brother, Rabbi Yosher Der. But on his own writing, he was an unusual tzaddik, unusual going also.